Only on Indy 101.5 CIOI.
Kule, 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 kule ってくりゃるかくりゃりんこ。なんでも欲しがるくれくれタコラ。遠い海から来たタコラさ、真っ赤に日焼け熱くてと、なぜか木の上くりゃりんこ。望遠鏡で見る夢は、お空の星が欲しいのよ。涙が出るほど欲しいのよ。くれよくれくれくれタコラ。ダメよダメダメダメタコラ。ずっこけくれくれくれくれタコラ。丘に上がってスタコラさ、上路で水浴び寒すせそう。なぜか木の上クリアリンコ。風に吹かれて見る夢は、カエルのおへそが欲しいのよ。でんぐり返って欲しいのよ。くれよくれくれくれタコラ。ダメよダメダメダメタコラ。ずっこけくれくれくれくれタコラ。怪獣仲間じゃ有名人、ブランコブラブラブラやらは、なぜか木の上クリアリンコ。焦がれ焦がれて見る夢は、でかいお芋が欲しいのよ。しびれるほどに欲しいのよ。くれよくれくれくれタコラ。ダメよダメダメダメタコラ。ずっこけくれくれくれくれタコラ。
Good morning. What a great start to the morning.
Good morning.
We are the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. And there
was... Bonjour.
Oh, ooh la la. And you can probably guess what today's theme is by Oliver's little hint there.
Not Japanese, because that's not
qu'est-ce
Japanese.
Qu'est-ce que c'est le theme?
Languages.
Language. So watch your language.
Languages, that's right.
Part of me, French.
Oliver, what language do you think that first song was in?
No idea.
No? You couldn't guess? Maybe if
Japanese.
if you looked at the words, you might have a guess. Look at the words there.
Japanese.
Japanese, yeah. Good guess.
That's what I guess.
I heard you, yeah. And you guys are both right.
Yeah.
You guys are both right. That's Japanese.
Whisper.
Did you hear the singer say kure kure takura?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the long version of the theme song from that TV show, Kure Kure Takura. And the artist was Shunsuke Kikuchi, who made that theme. I don't think you guys have ever watched this show, but we should watch it. It's really great. Kure Kure Takura means Gimme Gimme Octopus.
Ew! I hate octopuses.
Can you move that? Your mic? Yeah, there we go.
Even though I didn't even taste one before.
Oh, you're thinking of eating octopuses?
Yeah, because he's saying, give me that octopus. So he's hungry, probably.
Well, actually, it's a show about an octopus. It's about a greedy octopus who always tries to take things without asking and then always gets in trouble for it. So he's always saying, gimme, gimme. That's why it's called Gimme, Gimme Octopus. Yeah. And it's a very fun show, as that theme song suggests. So the idea behind today's show is we have a bunch of songs in a bunch of different languages. And we're going to listen to all those languages. So that was Japanese from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And our next song, let's go to the nearby country of Korea. And hear a song in Korea, the Korean language. And try to think about, does it sound similar to Japanese?
Or does it sound different? The song is called Guitar Boogie.
Yeah. And who's the song by?
Yoon Il Lo.
Yeah, very catchy song. Well, they're all catchy songs today, of course.
Are most of them like Japanese and Korean and stuff?
No, we have songs from all over the world today. It's very exciting.
I see like Arabian maybe.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned, kiddies. You're going to hear lots of interesting languages on today's show.
Oh, 한 번 걸면 다시 못 올 허무한 내 청춘 마시고 또 마시어 취하고 또 취했어 이 밤이 가세도록 춤을 춥시다 부기 부기 우기 부기 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 우기 기타 부기
So what was that song, Ollie? Ollie recognized it right away.
Yeah, it is one sung by Pinocchio.
Yeah. It's from a Pinocchio movie, right?
Yeah. We saw the video on YouTube. Oh.
Excuse me.
Yeah, we saw the video. Those last two songs were from a movie called Buratino.
Pretty catchy.
Very catchy songs in that movie. And it's a Russian movie about Pinocchio, the Pinocchio story. And if you maybe, you know what, after the show we'll go on Facebook and we'll put that video up, because you can see all the different characters from the movie singing. There's like a brave lion kid, there's a kind of a mime, or I guess a clown.
Yeah, with character. A white dress that sometimes really sad.
Yeah, with really long arms.
Yeah.
Make sure, if there's any adults listening, check on the Cuckoo Bananas Facebook page. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, if they search that, it'll come up.
Okay.
You gotta spell Cuckoo, K-O-O-K-O-O.
Yeah, not very good spelling, but...
Sure. Well, you can spell it any way you want. Okay. Some people say C-O-O-C-O-O.
C-O-O-O-O.
Some people say C-U-C-K-O-O.
That's how I spell it.
So, Russia. Let's take a look at our map. You see Russia there, Ollie?
Yep, it's ginormous.
Yeah, your microphone's over here.
Ginormous.
It's gigantic.
Like the biggest one, the biggest country, it's the biggest country.
That's a good question, actually. I wonder if it is the biggest country.
Much.
Looks like it from this map.
It's like almost all of Asia.
Yeah.
It's like half of Asia.
Yeah, half of it, yeah. So we were in South Korea. We started in Japan, and then South Korea is right beside Japan. And then we go up a little bit on the map. You get to Russia. Now, where would you guys like to go next? We could go down here to India.
How about Zimbabwe?
I don't have a song from Zimbabwe. Uh-huh. Let's kind of go. Let's go with like the closest. Well, you know what? I have a song from Norway.
South Africa.
Wait, one. Two,
let's
three.
Actually let's go to Norway next, because you see how Norway is.
It's closer. India is three countries away, and Norway is two countries away.
Yeah. And Norway is kind of cold and snowy in the winter, like Russia and like Canada. See, because we're all up here, the top of the map. So let's hear a very catchy song from Norway from a band called Konglavring. I've been listening to the song for a while. And you'll probably figure out how it goes pretty quickly, and you can sing along.
Hopefully it won't get stuck in your head. If it does, close your ears after you hear the first verse.
Yeah, well, I'm going to warn you, all the songs on the show today are very catchy. So you just got to pick one to get stuck in your head and go from there.
Or you can just pick none, which would be the best.
Yeah. So this song is sung in the Norwegian language.
They're all too catchy.
Okay. So have you ever heard Norwegian before?
No.
No. Okay, well, this is what it sounds like, all right?
Han klaves spør og anna sov om for børsen tro om mørsen trillar løsen lyra. Hva skal vi ha til slakt i år for akseltårn? Trillar i topp, skur og lyra. Og anna svar han klaves så om for børsen tro om mørsen trillar løsen lyra. Axeltorn triller i topp, skur og lyra. Han klaves la børsa på en bakke, bom for børsen tro om børsen triller i løsen lyra. Skaut han da oksen midt i nakke, for axeltorn triller i topp, skur og lyra. Den oksen har så mykje blod, for børsen tro om børsen trillar i løsen lyra. Titra dalen halvfull stor, for akseltorn triller i topp, skur og lyra. Thank you.
för börsen, tro om börsen, trillar lösen lyra.
I kvart hand och tolten kom,
för axeltån trillar i topp, skur av lyra.
That was
Bjork.
Ooh.
And
yeah, that was.
I don't not know the song.
Mm-hmm. That was Baby Bjork. We've played her before on the show.
How old was she? Like 8, maybe.
Something like that. She looks young in the picture.
Pretty young.
Yeah, okay. That's her first ever album. Bjork.
10, probably.
I think she was younger than 10. We played her before on the episode of Kids Who Make Music. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Oh. Well, we kind of tried to trick you there because what did that song sound like, Ollie, when the song started?
Indian music.
Yeah, it had that Indian instrument called the sitar at the beginning, which made it kind of sound like it was going to be a song from India, right? But actually, Bjork is from Iceland, way up here. Which is, I guess you could say it's neighbors to Norway.
It's smaller than India.
It's quite a bit smaller, and it's in the middle of the ocean.
It's an island.
It's an island between Greenland and Norway. And India's way over here. But I thought we should hear a song from India.
If you put the letter, the first letter of Greenland, the first letter of Iceland, and the first letter of Norway in order, it spells gin.
Fun fact.
Yeah, it'll be, if you put them all together, you could drink them.
No, when you're 21 years old.
Yay!
You could have a sip.
Of what?
Of Greenland, Iceland, and Norway.
A.K.A. gin.
Now, probably the most famous, well, to me anyways, the most famous composer of movie music in India is R.D. Burman.
That's fun to say, R.D. Burman.
R.D. Burman. It's a catchy name, right? And actually, remember we did an episode about amazing women?
Uh-huh.
I think we played Asha Bhosle on that episode, the singer who we're about to hear next. So he wrote music for a bunch of Indian movies.
How many?
I'd have to look it up, but I would guess over 100.
Over a million?
No. This song is from a movie called Rocky, which is not the same as the movie called Rocky from the United States. This one is like a romantic action movie. And a lot of Bollywood movies from India, are kind of have romance in them.
Yeah, I reckon.
So we're going to hear a song from Rocky.
What's the guy from Marvel? Avengers, Marvel.
Oh, you're talking about
Rocket Raccoon?
Yeah.
That's from, I forget.
Start it. Who knows? I guess we're on the topic of movies, so it's sort of relevant.
I know this.
Now, there's lots of different languages in India. There's Hindi, there's Punjabi, there's
Guardians of the Galaxy,
Gujarati,
yeah. Rocket Raccoon.
Have you kids at home seen this movie? I haven't.
Yes, they have.
They have?
Unless you're like 3.
I have seen
it's only rated PG. It's only rated PG-13.
Hey, PG-13, well then you guys can't watch it.
We only watched half of it because it came on the TV.
So, half of a PG-13 movie is PG-6.5?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. All right, so we're going to hear a song from India. This is an edited version of a song called A Dakanjara. And then we're going to hear a song from Benin after that.
It's Benin.
Well, we'll talk more when we come back after these two songs on our special languages episode of
Cocoa Bananas.
Bananas Cuckoo.
Bananas are cuckoo, actually.
Bananas go cuckoo in 3 hours.
Thank you.
Timing, Ollie. Ollie was dancing that one out.
Now the floor is lava and I can't come.
And now the floor is lava.
Yeah, and I'm stranded on a chair.
All right. So.
On the bottom of the legs.
We heard the Melody Aces with their version of The Twist. Did you hear him say twist in that song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Twist.
You know The Twist? Yeah, there's 100 different versions of Twist
like
songs.
Yeah, like in Archie.
Yeah. Who are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of
Reggie.
Reggie dancing with Midge, doing the twist with Midge, and then Moose came by and said, "Do you want to do the twist with me?" And then he twisted him.
Oh no, poor Reggie. Moose can be a bit of a bully sometimes.
But sometimes he's happy.
Yeah, that's true. It's a complicated guy.
Jughead isn't scared of Moose.
Well, they're buddies. So, yeah, that was Ignace D'Souza and the Melody Aces with their song Asafofor, which is a version of the Twist song. And that song was sung in the Fanti language. Ooh. Yeah, which is a dialect of the Akan language. And that song was from Benin, but which is in West Africa. Well, let's get our map back out. Okay, now we're in Africa, down here.
South Africa?
No, not South Africa. West Africa.
Ooh, wild, wild west.
Hey, there's a place called Mali.
Mali, yep. Now let's see. Let's go to East Africa. Let's go across here. Whoop. And hear a song from Sudan. Okay. We're going to hear a very catchy song called El Bambi by Shar Habil. And I'm not entirely sure what language the song is sung in. The language of official language of Sudan is Arabic, so it might be Arabic. But if you,
I told you I saw something.
If you know what the song is sung in, you could hop on our Facebook page and let us know. Also, you can send us an email. We have an email address. It's koo bananas@gmail.com. Sorry, you wanted to say something, Ron?
There's too many coos in it. Coo bananas.
There's three coos in there.
Coo.
Because somebody had already taken coo bananas at gmail.com. So don't email them, whoever they are.
Mysterious. Coo, okay? If you send it to someone mysterious, they'll track you down.
No, they might just say, oh, that's not me.
They'll track you down.
Okay, so let's hear this song from Sudan.
In your sleep.
And then we'll go up to Turkey. We'll hear a song from Turkey. And if you've listened to Cuckoo Bananas quite a bit, you've probably heard songs from Turkey before because I am a big fan of Turkish music.
No one really listens to Cuckoo Banana in my class.
No? You gotta do a better job of promoting yourself.
Yes.
Tell your friends.
They're like, I don't believe you. You don't do Cuckoo Bananas.
Okay, you know what? Well, you just said that on the radio, so now you can play that back. Go to the archives at cfru.ca. And you can play this for him and prove that you were on the radio Sunday morning.
Dunna, 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 dunna. Prove you're right and they're wrong.
Yeah.
They'll be wrong for life.
Oh, where am I?
They're dead meat.
No.
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 Okay.
I'm not in your class. I'm not dead meat.
ويا مهموم ترحب همومك من نومك نسيبهم وما ورينا فنونهم من شمال من اليمين هاي من شمال قول من اليمين يلا من شمال من اليمين ودور 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 يا لابس البامبي يلا يلا يا بامبي هاي هاي يلا يا بام
da seni dileniyorum, seni dileniyorum, seni dileniyorum, seni dileniyorum.
That was Alpe with Seni Delenyorum, which means I beg you. It's a love song.
That was a pretty long song.
It was, yeah. And before that, we heard Sharhabil with El Bambi from Sudan. We're almost out of time, but we got two more TV theme songs. And the first one's from Canada. Our very own country.
Is it in French?
Oh. Sorry, I had you turned down there. Can you talk in asking a normal?
Is it in French?
It is in French.
Yes!
Yes, French. Canadian French. From the beloved kids show Passepartout.
Not France.
No. We ran out of time. I did have a song from France as well, but... Passepartout is a really famous kids show from Quebec. That was on for 16 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like on the TV?
On TV for 16
wow.
years. It's kind of like Sesame Street, like in terms of how famous it was. And I just found out on the internet last night that it's coming back. It's coming back this year.
Oh, it's but it's like a new version.
New version of Passepartout, yeah.
No. It's going to be way worse.
And you guys speak French, right?
Uh-huh.
Can you say something?
French school.
Yeah.
Oui, oui.
Can you say something to the kiddies at home in French?
Si tu aimes cette chanson, probablement...
Vous êtes cool.
Vous êtes cool.
Oui.
But we have lots of languages here in Canada. Lots of indigenous.
Au revoir.
Lots of indigenous. Lots of indigenous languages in Canada, like Cree, Ojibwe, Inuk, up north. They speak Inuk. But I don't have any songs from those languages, unfortunately. Well, let's bring some out for the next show. And, we're going to end because we're... Oh, well, these are both very short songs. So
no,
we're
going to end.
We're going to end with some German. A lot of people here in Canada speak German as well. And a lot of people in Germany speak German.
Do you have my mic on?
I don't. No. Do you want to say something?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know anyone that speaks German?
No.
No?
Oh, but I guess I know York. But he doesn't really speak German, but he is part German.
Hmm. When I went to school in Winnipeg, there was German classes because there's a lot of German people living in the prairie provinces of Canada.
Canada.
And especially, I guess, in my neighborhood, there was enough for a whole class of students to be learning German. So I should stop talking. Let's hear some Canadian French and some German to end off this languages episode of Cuckoo Bananas.
So are these songs going to end the show? Are we not going to talk after the two songs?
No, we're out of time.
Okay, then au revoir, arrivederci, and sayonara. Three languages.